good children, and Fiona and Christine, that was wonderful. Every year we always say it's the best Christmas pageant ever, but in some magical way, each year gets better and better. And it was lovely to hear the traditional story told in such a sweet way. Now you thought that was the end, but I've been reading some reflections for the season of Advent, and it's from the community of the Vancouver School of Theology. And several of these musings have been around more accurate translations of words, and they really struck me, and this will be brief, but I did want to share it with you. One refers to the Hebrew word comfort, is found in Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Like the author of this reflection, I always interpret this as signaling the comforting power of God. However, the Hebrew word used for comfort is a plural imperative, meaning it is not God ordering God to comfort, but God ordering the people to comfort one another. And in these times, it still rings so true. In our psalm that Penny Rowe read this morning, I wonder if this comforting one another isn't embedded in the words, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Perhaps these meetings are among us and show us how to comfort one another. One more word. This comes from Mark's Gospel this morning when John invites us to repentance, or the Greek word metanoia, a change of heart and mind. In her book, The Wisdom of Jesus, theologian Cynthia Bergeau writes, metanoia, or repentance, doesn't mean feeling sorry for yourself. It doesn't even mean to change the direction in which you're looking for happiness. The Greek word literally breaks down into meta and noia, which means go beyond the mind or into the larger mind. In going beyond our mind, or even out of our mind, we can open ourselves to the unimaginable, letting go of preconceived notions, looking and thinking about God in new ways. If we look beyond our mind, our own understanding, I wonder if we might be able to see the inbreaking of the power of God into our lives and the world. Perhaps therein lies the great hope of peace, joy, and love of Advent.